demanding the super rich to pay their fair share for once. The Rick Smith Show. I got a bad case. I'm turning it up. It's getting cold in here, so fire it up. I got a bad case. I'm turning it up.
So some new CBO numbers, Congressional Budget Office numbers out that are telling you just how bad the premium increases of the Affordable Care Act has been. They're looking at the benchmark average, the plan's average benchmark of 34% higher than it was in 2017. And go, gee, you wonder why that is. I would argue it's because you've got an administration that's doing everything they can do to destroy it. In fact, what the CBO has pointed out, that next year you're going to have about 34 million people uninsured, up from 30 million. So it's getting more expensive and fewer people are being insured. This is the perfect storm that the Trump administration wants. And we, as we talked about yesterday, the Justice Department is going to, I guess, not defend the law, hoping that John Roberts in the Supreme Court, which has already been decided, will I guess, re-decide the individual mandate and the penalty. And the argument is since there's no penalty, it's a different fine, so they're going to relitigate it. Just kind of insane to me. And here to talk a little bit about where we're at, what's going on, I've asked Erin Neinhauser to come talk with us. She's with the Pennsylvania Health Access Network. Erin, thanks for taking time for us.
No problem. I wish we were here under better circumstances, but there's not many of those these days, right? No,
this is crazy. I mean, you know, how is it possible that they're going to be able to relitigate a case that they want to take to the Supreme Court that Roberts already decided? The makeup of the court is the exact same thing. Gorsuch is in the stolen seat. But, you know, Scalia was on the same side. So there's no real change here. I'm just confused as all can be.
It's really outrageous, and it's cruel, and it's desperate, and it just shows that, you know, they failed multiple times to repeal the law because the American people aren't with them on that. There's high support, especially for protections for pre-existing conditions. So they're working through the courts. And what's really interesting about this is that, you know, in 2017, as part of the GOP tax bill, they didn't repeal the mandate. They just set the penalty at $0 beginning in 2019, and they chose to leave the insurance reforms in the Affordable Care Act in place. So doing that undercuts the argument that they're trying to make now that you can't have pre-existing condition protections without the penalty. So this is desperate. Some longtime career lawyers within the Department of Justice withdrew their names from the case. People don't think that it's going to be successful. But, you know, people need to know that it's happening. Voters, families need to know how hard this administration continues to work to take life-saving care away from 130 million Americans and 5.3 million here in Pennsylvania.
I mean, I look at this and, you know, we're now going in the wrong direction, officially in the wrong direction, as now the number of uninsured continue to grow. And, you know, my fear is we end up right back where we started with 52 million uninsured where we started from and a system that is, well, you know, broken. And I would argue on purpose, you know, to push this pay or die mentality.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're really lucky in Pennsylvania that we have consumer advocate minded people in our insurance department. So our insurance commissioner, Jessica Altman, our Secretary of Human Services, Teresa Miller, who is a former insurance commissioner, have really worked hard to do everything they can to stabilize Pennsylvania's insurance market in the face of this consistent, sustained sabotage from the administration. So in Pennsylvania, while insurance rates are rising across the country next year, in 2019, in Pennsylvania, they're rising by less than 5%, so less than the rate of medical inflation. And so we're lucky to have state officials and an administration that's been doing everything they can to protect people from these price spikes. This is a completely, you know, self-inflicted wound, a man-made, you know, a Trump-made crisis that does not need to be. The Affordable Care Act was working. It can work. Everybody always expected that in the first couple of years, as people who hadn't had any kind of care for, you know, perhaps a decade or two, were getting insured and starting to use services and maybe getting cancer diagnosed or getting diabetes under control, that costs were going to be higher. That's why the law built in stabilization for the insurance companies. So this was a very well thought out law that has been systematically picked apart by the Trump administration. And it's very important. I mean, we have elections coming up, and obviously FAN is a nonpartisan organization, but we recently, and I will let folks know about this, we this year launched the Pennsylvania Health Action Fund, and that's our C4 that can do more advocacy around legislation. And we want to make sure that we're getting the message out that people who are upset about this, who are scared, you know, who before the Affordable Care Act couldn't sleep and stayed up nights worrying about if their child was sick, if they could take them to the doctor, if they could afford to get, you know, that lump checked out because, God forbid, they get the diagnosis, what are they going to do about it? We need those folks to register and get out there and vote. We don't have control over what happens in the courts, but we have control over what happens in the ballot box. So people who are upset about this right now can go to our Facebook page at Pennsylvania Health Access Network, facebook.com/PA Health Access, and sign our petition to the administration. And we have a comment piece in there where folks can share their stories. And stories are the best defense that we have to tell the real human cost of this sabotage and the lives that are on the line. That, you know, in letters to the editor, in the media, everywhere and anywhere that we can, those stories are very important to show, you know, the cost of this kind of sabotage.
I mean, we've had people on the program here recently. My good friend Peter Morley, who just a fantastic patient advocate, but somebody who says, look, without the ACA, you know, he wouldn't be around. I mean, you know, it's this kind of life-saving insurance that gets them access to care that they wouldn't have otherwise. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, the right wing always throws out that, you know, in this country, you can go to the doctor. Everyone's insured. You don't have to have this. You can just go to the hospital and they'll take care of you, Aaron.
Right. And that is such a tired talking point. People, you can't get a defibrillator replaced, right? The battery replaced. We've heard stories of people dying. You can't get chemotherapy in the emergency room. And if Republicans were serious about controlling costs, they wouldn't be directing people to the emergency room, right? That is the most expensive place to get care. What's effective and what we've seen, healthcare costs were like a speeding train, and you're not going to stop it on a dime. But we've seen costs in the healthcare system start to slow under the Obama administration as people are getting insurance, as they're being able to get preventive care. I want to talk about my aunt, Donna. She is a domestic abuse survivor. She's, after they got divorced, she had minimum wage jobs, you know, filling vending machines, being a security guard, and she didn't have health insurance for about 30 years. And she was one of the first people I signed up for Medicaid expansion. I actually went over and helped her. She lives right across the border in Ohio. And that health insurance saved her eyesight. And so she was able to get to Medicare and get some really serious health conditions, identified and addressed before they exploded and were, you know, had deadly consequences and very costly consequences. That was the whole point of the law, right? Getting people earlier access to treatment. That's how we bring down healthcare costs. The answer is not to just write people off and say, oh, well, go to the emergency room. That's not the answer. They know it. It's a cynical tired talking point, and if it was their family, you know, they have the cushion, right, to get into the parts of our healthcare system to get care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I go back to the original argument in all of this. To me, is, you know, is healthcare as access to good quality healthcare a right or is it a privilege? And this is where the dividing point is. I mean, I've yet to find many Republicans who say that it's a right, and I think that's a problem.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that even among Republicans and Democrats, healthcare is becoming a nonpartisan issue. People are sick to death of the ideological fights over the Affordable Care Act. Now that people have had health insurance and they see that the Obama scare that was, you know, and all those negative attack ads funded by the insurance industry didn't come to pass, and that it was actually, you know, health insurance that was saving people's lives. So a December 2016 poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is a great source of information, KFF.org, they found that 75% of Democrats and 63% of Republicans support pre-existing condition protections. That is the most popular provision of the law, much more popular than Congress. So, you know, people are fed up with these partisan wars, right, privilege. You know, that's a philosophical divide, but even setting that aside, even among Republicans, there's very high support for these protections. They're critical, life-saving, and they're essential to having a stable insurance market. The whole idea is to have both healthy and sick, because you never know what's going to happen, right? We all need care and different levels of care at different times, so we all pay in, and then we use services, when we need it. That's the whole theory, and that's why tax credits for people to buy insurance were so important to getting folks in there. But, you know, this is a desperate attempt to undermine the law. We don't believe it's going to be successful in the courts. And you can, I think a good signal is those longtime career lawyers withdrawing their names. But it just shows you how committed this administration is to taking health care away from people. And that's just it's just incredible.
I'm right there with you. So what do we do? I mean, what's the answer in this? I mean, as you pointed out, Pennsylvania is doing a really good job. And I give the credit for that to our governor, Tom Wolf, who has been, you know, a champion on this issue. You know, what do we do? I mean, I know for me personally, I want to see Tom Wolf reelected come November. The last thing we need is a baby Trump without a personality. But what do people do?
So, first of all, people should be registered to vote. That's very important, no matter, you know, who you pull lever for. If you're a healthcare voter, vote for people who are going to support your healthcare. So you can register to vote. You can go to our Facebook page, our Pennsylvania Health Action Fund, if you want to get involved more on the advocacy side and voting, Pennsylvania Health Access Network side. And especially, so go to our Facebook page, sign a petition, share your story. I also want to give out our helpline number, because one of the best things we can all do is when we meet someone who might have changed jobs or for whatever reason finds themselves uninsured, we need to help those folks get insurance. One of the best things we can do is help people enroll, whether it's through the Affordable Care Act or through Medicaid. So our helpline number is 877-570-3642. We have navigators across the state who can help people sign up for insurance. I'm glad that you brought up Governor Wolf, because what he did to simplify Medicaid expansion has been just game-changing for Pennsylvania. Almost over 700,000 Pennsylvanians have now gained access to health insurance. Medicaid is health insurance just like anything else, and it actually provides more benefits for people at a lower cost than many private plans. It's helped over 120,000 people battling opioid and other substance use disorders get treatment. So it's very important. Scott Wagner has continued to talk about wanting to do away with Medicaid expansion. So it's very important that we're active and engaged and paying attention to the conversations that are happening in D.C. and in Harrisburg about healthcare.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to make sure we bring up is that, you know, in Congress, they just passed their rescission bill. And a good chunk of the money that they're clawing back is money that would go to the children's health insurance programs, programs like the state of Pennsylvania needs.
It is, you know, again, it's outrageous. CHIP is a wonderful program, and it helps families of all income levels if they don't have access to coverage through a job. So it's, you know, at every turn, they're trying to take coverage away from people. And specifically this move around pre-existing conditions, it hurts older Americans, it hurts women, and it hurts any of us who have been sick in the past. And so we cannot let it stand. We have a really important chance coming up in a few months, so we need to be talking to every single person that we can, friends, family members, people who maybe don't turn out in off-year elections. Get folks registered, let them know where people stand on health care, and then let people make an informed decision.
Yeah, I, as I said yesterday, if you've ever fallen, broken a leg, if you've ever had a baby, if you've ever, you know, been sick, if you've ever had surgery, if you've ever, you know, go down the list of have you ever, you have a pre-existing condition. Come November, you should be voting your pre-existing condition, because the way it looks is the Republicans, this administration, they want to make sure that insurance companies don't have to cover you.
Absolutely. Our lives depend on it. We do not need to go back to the dark days of when insurance companies held all the cards and all the power and could pick and choose who lives and who dies.
Good stuff. Aaron, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Erin Neinheiser, she's with the Pennsylvania Health Access Network. We'll make sure we get some stuff out to help if you need some there. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to the Rick Smith Show.